USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis today calling for prayers in an effort to defuse the Russia-Ukraine crisis during the celebration of Mass and Bible study today at St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis issued the call to action, announcing an International Day of Prayer for Peace this upcoming Wednesday, the 26th. Francis saying tensions between Russia and Ukraine are posing a serious threat to peace and security around the world, which he says, if not checked, could have a much broader effect. Meanwhile, President Biden will be meeting today with his national security team at Camp David to discuss that Ukraine situation. The family of Sidney Poitier says they're going to have a private memorial service for the lead actor soon, but a public service will be held sometime in the near future once the pandemic dies down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
It's been an upset NFL postseason weekend. Both number one seeds eliminated from the playoffs as the Niners knocked off the top-seeded Green Bay Packers 13-10. The number one seed in the AFC also lost, Tennessee losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. A company known for the grills it makes is issuing an apology for an ill-timed Recipe of the Week newsletter. Sent to tens of thousands of subscribers, the grill maker featured a recipe for meatloaf. Unfortunately, the newsletter happened to coincide exactly with the passing of singer and actor Marvin Lee Adey, who is best known by his stage name Meatloaf. He passed away last week of COVID-related issues at 74. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The CEO of Pfizer saying COVID-19 will not be eradicated, at least not anytime soon. Speaking to Israeli News on Saturday, the CEO Albert Bourla said, "We should be able to come to normal lives again, but not for a few months, and there will continue to be anomalies with the Omicron variant," and he believes they'll be controllable through vaccines, but they'll always be with us. He says the best way to avoid being hospitalized with COVID is by getting that shot. A Connecticut mother is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that runs Snapchat. The lawsuit says after 11-year-old Selena Rodriguez took her own life in 2021, they learned that she'd been addicted to social media, and the suit claims the girl's suicide was, in its words, caused by the defective design, negligence, and unreasonably dangerous features of their products. The statement claims Snapchat knowingly and purposefully designed, manufactured, marketed, and sold social media that's unreasonably dangerous as being designed to be addictive to young users. It's official. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart will be this year's coaches for the annual Puppy Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.